Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for Angela.
Angela?
Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today we have the members of the Force MDs. How are you all doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. Hey, what's up, Angela? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? Good to have you guys on the show. I believe I have Steve and Damon.
Yep, that's us. It's
okay.
Good to be on here.
So we had two of the members then. Okay.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the show. Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
Hey, we're doing good. We're doing, besides the snow, everything is good. You know, it's a lot of snow out here, and I've been chilling all day today.
You know, we've been dreaming of a white Christmas, and it came a little early, so we're not complaining.
Which state are you guys in?
Well, this is Steve. I'm in PA, up in the Poconos.
And I'm Damon. I'm in Hackensack, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. It is cold. I'm here in Florida, so it's no snow here.
Oh, all right.
Lucky. We envy you right now.
Well, I got the heat on even now. It's probably about 50-something.
Oh,
okay. So I'm going to start with... Yes?
So we don't feel so bad now.
Okay, I'm so glad you gentlemen could be on the show tonight.
I'm going
to start with Steve. Steve, what projects are you working on, just you yourself?
Okay, right now, for some days, we are currently just about finished our new album. Should definitely be out the first quarter of 2014. We've been definitely still traveling a lot, and we have a documentary that we dropped for Force MDs. Long awaited. We've been ready for 2.5 years. We waited for a couple of clearances to get through, and that's something that I think the public is going to really love. The story of how it all happened. Look for that real folk.
Yeah, and I get a copy, a free copy, right?
Of course you do.
Okay.
Actually, it's something that is slated for theaters, not going right to DVD. We're working on some deals, so it's like it'll be like a motion picture thing that'll go in theaters before it goes to DVD and networks pick it up for television. So it should be like a theater thing so people can go in there, check it out, get their popcorn, their soda, and their little chocolates and stuff, and laugh, cry, and just enjoy the ride and the journey of the Force MDs.
Oh, wow. I look forward to seeing that. I really do. It's going to be great. It's you guys' life. So, yeah. Damon. What are you guys doing as a group? I mean, I know you have a radio show. Could we talk about it?
Oh, yes. We have a new radio show, Force MDs Radio, and they can catch it every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. It's from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and it's on exclusive 7-Eleven Radio. They just log in on that, and they can check us out. Each week we have a guest. You know, it's usually friends of ours. So far we had Troop. We had Troop on. We had Ready for the World on. Last week we had Ruffins. We had Dante from Ruffins on. And tomorrow we're going to have Full Force on with us. So we can't wait. A lot of people hitting us up. They're just anticipating that interview. And you know, Bowlegged Lou and Paul Anthony, those guys, they always come with a lot of jokes and laughter. So it's really going to be fun. Another thing that we do is it's terrific. Like right now, each week is growing and growing. We have over 7,000 listeners. And it's really like we just really started this thing. It's like 3 weeks. And we also have a game show that we play. We have three contestants that they call in, and they battle. And we ask them little trivia questions. Like we had one a few weeks ago, right, Steve? It was about Motown. And we tested their knowledge on Motown. And, it was terrific, you know. It's definitely, the hour goes by so quickly because it's so, you know, time flies when you're having fun. People really, really get a kick out of this show.
Okay. All right. So would you say the station again that you're on for the listeners who didn't catch that?
It's Exclusive 7, Exposure 711 Radio. And you catch the Force MD's new radio show at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 7 p.m. And tomorrow we're going to have on with the Force of these, Full Force.
Okay.
Force,
so you do interviews.
Forces join their forces. I'm sorry. What you saying?
I said, so you do interviews on the show also.
Yeah, we talk about, we do interviews. We try to get interviews. Like we ask musical questions like the background and group and stuff. And we also talk about topics that's going on in the world. And we want people to like, to hear a little more and to get to know the person, the group, whoever our guest is on the air that particular week. We like people to, you know, to hear a different side of them that they might not know about them. So we might ask something like outlandish, you know, like about what do y'all think about this? Or what do y'all think about, you know, it could be a political topic or anything, or, you know, how they was growing up. We like to, you know, don't just give us the little, we like to get in, you know, we scratch beneath the surface. So,
okay.
Really powerful.
So you like to talk about politics, don't you? I got a question for you, Dan. For both of them,
okay.
I'm going to start with Steve, and then I'm going to ask Damon.
All right,
Steve, what do you think of President Barack Obama being in his second term? What do you think about what's going on with the media and everything?
I clearly see that the media definitely want him to fail when it comes to the COVID benefits. I see that they don't want Obamacare to work. You know, they trash it as much as they can and try not to make it work. And, this is his last term, you know, and they got to handle it. Somehow they got to handle it. You know, Obama's going to work until it works. I believe it's going to work, and so it works. I guess that he will definitely get over the hump of that. But they definitely, like, I think they really really treat them pretty bad when it comes to Obamacare. They really don't want it to work. Fight against that.
Yes, it's obvious. It's obvious that the media is. But, you know, there was also Medicaid and Medicare that was passed by our president. And Social Security, disability, and things like that. But it passed, and I don't know if it was this big a deal because I don't think I was old enough or born during that time period, but it seems like they want to take away everything that's helping poor people.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, it's very important that we keep watch, but that we get out there and we vote because they're trying to turn the clock back. And if, you know, we as a people, if we sleep on this, like one time I was reading an article about Al Sharpton, and you know, and one thing I hate, what I dislike, and by no means am I a racist, but you know, but when you speak about the things that's going on and you acknowledge the things that's going on from people that are racist, they try to drag you on their level. But
yes,
I was reading an article, an interview with Al Sharpton, and they asked him, why do you do what you do? And this was something about 10 years ago. And, you know, his answer was, so they don't try to turn the clock back on us. And I was like, wow, can they really do that? And he was spot on, because you look at it, they're doing it now. They're trying to oppress the voters' rights and take away something. And you know, they know they can't. The tables have turned. They can't win in Ohio, the Republicans. So what do? You attack. You make it harder for the people to vote. You had people standing out there 5, 6, 7 hours. I mean, people 60, 65 years old plus, 80 years old. And they said, you can't stay. You know, why are you on this line so long? They said, do you know what our people had to do just to get here to vote? I'm not going anywhere. And, you know, it's just sad that they would try and make it, you know, harder for people to go out there and exercise their right. People done died for us to have the right. And I want to tell younger people, because, you know, I speak to younger people. I go and I do ministry, and I go to detention centers and prisons. I talk to you. And, you know, some of the answers that you get, like I said, you know, do you guys, you know, want to vote? And they're, oh, well, why? You know, they don't even realize what our people been through just so they can have that freedom and that right to go in and exercise that right to cast their ballot. You know, if you don't vote, you don't have a voice. You have people that sit and watch things happen. You have people that complain about what's happening. And then you have some that make things happen. Which one are you going to be, I ask them.
That's a good question. But you are right about the clock turning back. I also, I'm going to ask this to, I believe I just got to asking Steve, right?
Yes, Steve.
Okay, now Damon.
I was Damon just talking. You
okay, all right. Me. Getting it confused. Let me get it together.
It's okay. It's all right.
All right. Steve, what do you think? I know you're not a politician. At least I don't think you're one. When I did my research, I didn't see anything that you did. But you might be, you know.
He wears a lot of hats.
Okay. What do you think about President Baraka and what he's doing for the United States of America?
Actually, what I think he's doing, what I think about?
Yes. What do you think about, and also what do you think, feel about the media and what they're doing?
I think you better ask me that question.
I'll say that everything that he's trying to implement, they're trying to block. I mean, even when he comes with good legislation and things to pass, I could see if it was bad stuff, but they're just sitting there trying to block it because they can. And a lot of these things are ideas that they even tried to implement a few years ago. And now that he's coming around with it, they're like, no, those are bad ideas. And he shows facts and proof that, you know, these Republicans, this is ideas, that this is stuff that you guys brought to the table. And they're just trying to just block it because they can. And what they're really trying to do is they're trying to trash his legacy as the first black president. They're trying to trash it so that they can say, because we got to first remember where we came from. We got to remember the economic meltdown that we had, which was really a gift that was placed in Barack's lap, if you really ask me, because I was watching that the first campaign against McCain 6 years ago, and when the polls, Barack was trailing late in September, and next thing you know, the financial meltdown, and we know that when it comes to that green money, people don't see no color. They don't see no race, no color. If you messing up my money and you the same color as me, maybe I should try somebody else. And I believe that that's what happened. You know, but that's my personal opinion. And then that's real talk right there. But that's, I think that was a gift that was, that was the time, if you look at the timing that that happened, I was like, wow. Like right there, and then Barack just shut, and Bush just left it up for McCain, because then he started going down in the polls. But what they're trying to do is they don't want, if Barack has a successful legacy as the first black president, that would just open the door for more minorities, not just black people, but Latino as well, and all different, you know, creeds. And not just and for Democrats, no matter what color you are, just Democrats, you know, they want him to fail so that our party, the Democratic Party, looks bad. And they say, look, you know, hey, we gave you guys your tote, and look, it didn't work. See, we shouldn't do this. That's the mindset of a lot of people. Is that the mindset of everyone? No, it's not. But that's the mindset that I feel of a lot of these people that's in office. It's very
good. I got to say one thing. Just by, I'm not great political as Damon, but I know this is what I see. Just by watching the movie The Butler, like I don't know if people did see that movie, it tells you the legacy of president. Like, you know, they never thought it would be an African-American president. And you see during all the years of presidency how they thought of African-Americans, like, you know, just as servants and, you know, really lowering our standards. You know, and right now, the Republicans, a lot of those people in Congress are very old. Like, a lot of them are really old, back 80 years old. A lot of them are very old. So some of them still got those standards in the back of their mind. Like, hey, I can't believe we actually have a black president here. It's just hard for them to handle, even though they have to handle it, because the voting, no matter what you think, if the vote is on your side, you win. It's all about voting. You vote, you win. I think it's really hard for them still to accept. They probably smile on his face and say, oh, that, you know what I'm saying, behind his back. This is what I feel. That's why they're always against what he does. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I wholeheartedly agree with that, Steve.
Yes, I agree too. I agree with what both you gentlemen said. I was going to say, and I can't mention the town on the end, anything, but I'm out of county or anything, but I will take this where I live at. I passed a sign almost here lately. I'm not going to say the whole time he's been president. It says impeach Obama. And, you know, I see Confederate flags and things in vehicles and stuff like that. And I hear about the Tea Party meetings and things. And, people are going to be people, and if they don't like you because of the color of your skin or this reason, or that, they're just not going to like you or be for you. So it just
shows that saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And us as a nation, if we really going to, you know, we have to first start off by remembering God. And remembering that we're all created in his image and likeness.
Yes.
And we have to love one another as we love ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if everyone was to love, just love each other, we wouldn't have the murder rate so high. We wouldn't have poverty rate so high. The prison, if we get on that, we'll be on there until tomorrow.
I've did shows on that with Mr. James Costin Jr. I've did shows about that, and horrible what's going on.
But all
you can really do is pray and tell people about it and hope somebody listens, and, you know. But I do
that
know one thing.
That you reach somebody. Yeah.
Younger generation is—they definitely going on a whole other lane. It's younger generation, it's just so different from the '80s, '70s. It's like generation nowadays is just—it's so different. And they really gotta look at us. Look, so even I as African American, our people, our youngsters, we really gotta look at ourselves and really look what we're doing to each other, and just
yes, Yeah.
Thinking about what the people in the past and did to try to get us to be, to let our word be, you know,
the voices be heard. Yeah.
Yeah. Martin Luther King and all these people, Malcolm X, all the struggles we try to make to try to get equal rights to a lot of things. And then we're killing ourselves, black on black crimes, killing ourselves more than white on black crimes.
Yes.
Well, you know, one thing I will say about that is that, you know, that is so true. But you have, if you look at any race, you know, they really shine the light on black people. Well, it's black people killing blacks. But when you look at who the majority will kill white people, it's white people killing whites. It's Mexicans that kill Mexicans. Dominicans kill, you know, it's just, it's like I said earlier, you got to love your brother. You got to learn to love yourself and then see, if you see your neighbor as your brother, then that whole thing will go down. That whole, you know.
That's the Bible, love thy neighbor.
Damn it.
As myself.
I was saying that on the point that us African Americans killing each other, that's why we have the highest rate of people in jail.
You're 100% right. You are 100% right. That's something that has to be addressed. First of all, it comes back to, you know, loving yourself. You speak to there's a lot of good people in prison. It just makes
sense. Yes, there's a lot of innocent people in prison too.
And it's more blacks than anyone else with that number.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
that's true,
the whole
too.
Ratio thing of
and
who's there.
About young blacks.
Yeah, that's what I was.
When life did, like shooting and killing people, like no one fights with their hands no more. It's like if you get punched in the face by somebody, somebody's going to kill you dead. That's just how it is right now.
That's so true. You know, we have to value life. You know, they don't. You when you say that, it comes back to, I say again, love your brother, because you know you think Steve, Khalil, myself, that we don't have disagreements and argue and get upset. Yeah, but we love each other. So, you know, those things don't come in your mind when you look at somebody and you say, I love that person. You don't think that you don't have that rage to want to kill that person. Okay, well he hit me or he did this and that and that. But okay, well does that mean you have to take his life?
You don't have to take someone's life because of there's other ways, you know, but you don't have to take a person's life.
Now, I'm going to say something that I'll get laughed at. Call 911. Oh, but they ain't keeping it real. Okay, well, who's your favorite rapper? Like they say, 50 Cent, he don't keep it real. All right, but you look at all these people, they idolize Scarface. He's a fictional character. He kept it real, but this is a movie. You know, it's these guys got to change their mindset, you know, keeping it real. Okay. What's keeping it real is getting out here, educating yourself, educating your children, treating ladies with respect, pulling up your pants, respecting your parents, and working for a living. That's keeping it real.
And you know something real quick? I'll make it real quick because I know you. What's really doing it to a lot of the youth too is like, not only is just like everybody doing the peer pressure, but not being in the gang, and everybody don't like phones filming somebody get beat up, and then it goes viral, and that person embarrassed, and that person try to kill a person just by. It's so much of that. It's so much. And I gotta say this too. This counts. You know, some of the rap records some of the rap records get these kids violent, the way they feel like they're that person in the rep. Yeah, I sell drugs. Yeah, I do this. And this is a key factor that people don't know. It's those video games, man. Those games.
Wow.
Steve is right with that.
Because if your child is 3 years old and they playing those Mortal Kombat and those other games and they shoot, by the time they're 12 years old, their brain is programmed. They're assassins at that age. Teenagers take a gun and kill somebody.
Okay.
I'm so against those games.
There's a
sorry, Angela.
That's okay. That's okay. That needed to be said. There's a gentleman who came on my show twice. He's called G-Man. And he said pretty much the same thing you were saying, but I agreed with him, too. So both you gentlemen are right. I'm glad that both of you take an active part in the community to try to teach the younger people, you know, different, educate them to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
That's a good thing that you gentlemen are doing, and you'll be blessed for it because you're telling those young people right. There's nothing wrong with what you're telling them. It's just they've got everything coming at them, though. So sometimes when you don't know your history, you can go it can go backwards. But I don't believe
repeat it.
Yeah, repeat it. But I don't believe that's the complete reason. I think that it's somewhat with politics is what you said. They don't want him to have that legacy. And you're right. So it would discourage other people of color, Latinos, African-American, Spanish, and things like that, Chinese, Japanese even. I know they don't consider Japanese and China consider themselves minorities, though. But to discourage another black person from wanting to become president. That's what I believe.
You know, that's a good point because people don't look at that part of it. Because people will say, oh, look at all the scrutiny and all the attacks that he has to go through. I don't want that job. See, that's another trick.
What you said is so powerful because what they want, like a lot of people want, they got us so stereotyped. Like
you're not
intelligent enough to be president. They want to keep that stereotype, like, ain't no black man, no supposed to be no president at all. Y'all embarrassing America now. We got a black man as a president. We're so stereotyped. That's not supposed to have happened. They're still, like, shocked that it happened. I'm telling you, that is not supposed to have happened in American history. But hey, it happened.
Another thing is I say, hey, leave our president alone. This is President Barack Obama. He's going down in history, whether you like it or not. And I give him kudos because he listens to the Force of D's music on Air Force One. And this is a fact. He said this.
I know that was said on the other show when you guys came on. Yes, he does. That's a fact now. That is a fact.
This is why I got to say this real quick. This is why I got to take it back to slavery. This is a key reason why they did not want the black man to know how to read. Hell, they wants to know how to read. Wants to get knowledge. That's all. They're scared for this day to happen for a black president just by us to get knowledge and reading and graduating from college and getting degrees and all of it. That's what they didn't want because they, you know, trying to make us feel superior to them. Inferior to them. And this is what they didn't want. To get to the highest point of the United States as the president, the top dog of the United States.
Well, the most important job in the world, really.
Yes,
we know God is the ultimate has job.
Yes, God is.
But amen. And one thing I must say also, Angela, is that when Steve was talking about the violence and the gangster rap and stuff and the crimes that's being committed and the music influences people, you know, a soothing song will calm a savage beast. You don't see, though, if somebody was about, like, they getting ready to set it on somebody, they get in the car, they round up, and they going to do a drive-by or stick up or go murder somebody, some heinous, silly crime, they wouldn't put on Tender Love while they drive in the car.
Your
that'll
song
change
is Tender
the whole
Love,
thing.
And
they'll put the gun down, you know, but they're going to play something that's going to round them up. And hype them, put the battery pack in their back so they can do something dumb what they want to do.
Okay.
And then when they get in prison, they crying because now they can't be home. It's just silly. I've been there millions of times doing ministry. So, and it's very unfortunate and it's sad. And I'm not laughing at them. because it's you know, it's something that it's a problem that I'm hoping to help solve, and you got to be thinkers. You know, people, I tell the younger people, you must be thinkers. You know, we have children I know mine, my son, you know, I try to tell him, you know, as much as I told you, you got to be a thinker. You know, the system is set for you to sell, and you don't want to be another statistic. You know, they can't, the government don't want to help a lot of youth and poor people, but, there's no money for it. There's no money for programs, but they have money to build more prisons. It actually
More money. Yes. That's what I'm saying. They're building more prisons, less food, more prisons, and they privatize the prisons.
Amen. And it is in, you know, the neighborhoods that those prisons are in, who benefits from it? That community, their community. And that's where they house, oh, my goodness. You know how much it costs a year just to house one inmate? A lot of people don't even make that much a whole year to feed their whole family, as much as it costs just to house one, just to lock up, I shouldn't say house, but to lock up one inmate for the whole year. You know, you got to, and I tell them this, you know, you paying this one salary, they got to come around and lock the gate, and you paying this one $50,000, and it's $50,000 a year just to drive y'all back from one part to the other part. And this, I mean, it goes on in the war, and this goes on and on, and it's senseless. You know, if that money was how much money that could go and feed people that's hungry.
Yes, I can only imagine.
I'm sorry if we sound angry. We're not always there. We happy-go-lucky guys. But, you know, I just want to hear your point of view. I know a lot of people,
some people, not a lot, come on the show, refuse to talk about politics, you know, and I understand why. But I just thought I'd ask, and I hope nobody's mad at me. So we're going to talk about you guys, you gentlemen's career. Okay, so what does the MD enforce? What does it stand for?
Okay, Force MD's whole name stands for, like, force. It stands for the struggle to have media in the business. And D stands for musical diversity. We're very versatile with our music. And the love, kitchen board scratching. We just real versatile in our sound of music.
And blending and being the pioneers of blending hip hop with R&B.
Reading, I hope I pronounced that, Wikipedia. And they called your style of Wikipedia Encyclopedia.
Yeah,
the free encyclopedia on the web.
Right.
I was reading that you guys were, they called you New Jack Swing type of music, doo-wop and all that. And you guys are really known for that songs like Tender Love and different songs. I want to ask you about the song Tender Love. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, Terry Lewis penned the song, one of your songs, and it was a crossover hit. And I'm taking you back through memory lane. It crossed over into the pop chart. How did that make you guys feel at that time?
Well, at that time, you know, it's so crazy. This is the craziest part about the whole deal. Now, let me just break it down to you real quick. Song was chosen for the soundtrack of the movie, back a classic movie, hip hop movie called Crush Groove. Now, they presented the songs to other people, but. No one really wanted to do it, so they asked us. We, you know, despite them hearing the song Tears that we made our previous album, they thought we might have the sound to do it, and they asked us to do it. We said to ourselves, we have nothing to lose. We'll do it, no problem. We're in the studio.
Okay.
It took us 2 hours. We stand 2 hours in the studio to record that song. It was an in-and-out thing. We thought, and then I always tell this to everybody in interview. Like, one of the guys in the group was saying, hey, man, this song ain't no drums, man. You guys want to put some drums in it? And they were saying, no, we're going to keep it just like it is. just trust me, it's good like it is. And he kept saying, no, that drum's in it. But he told him, he says, I guarantee you this is going to be a smash hit without the drums.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And it was.
He was right.
One of my favorite
it
songs,
now,
yes.
Yeah, and a real quick trivia question for people to know. Worse and D's were supposed to be in Crush Groove at first because we were the more hip-hop R&B group, you know. But they took us out at the last minute and put New Edition in there because they were the more popular group. I put all the teens, and they wanted to pack the seats in the movie theaters. So they put New Edition in there. So they took us out, so we didn't get a chance to do the movie. So he says, well, since you guys ain't going to be in the movie, won't you guys do the soundtrack? That's what we made, Tender Love. We made the biggest song in the soundtrack. We made a classic hit.
Yes, and
we just got to add, New Edition did their thing in the movie. They definitely brought some class to the movie, too. Not saying the Force of these would have, but New Edition definitely did their thing. We're going to be on the Tom Joyner cruise with three of them in a couple months. Ralph, Heads of State, Ralph, Bobby, and Johnny Gill. Big up to them.
And you got to say, I got to get back on Tender Love, but the song became our first crossover pop hit. So, like, you know, we usually made R&B top 10 records. When your record goes R&B and pop station, that's a whole nother monster, a whole nother slew of new people knowing you are. And so that was a great move, you know, because that was that definitely opened the doors for Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam, like that, as producers. Janet Jackson came right after that with Have You Done For Me Lately.
Yes.
They went nonstop after that.
I remember that.
Yeah. They went, and after that, they did, after that,
we're
they
all
went
over
nonstop.
The place.
Yeah, they went nonstop. So we opened the doors for the pop station. We opened the doors for the pop radio for them, you know, because they had a following, you know, SOS Band and all that, you know. But we definitely opened the door for the pop radio. Then everything they put out hit. It was a lucky charm, I guess. Everything hit.
Okay. So, I'm still talking about Tender Love because that was my favorite song, but also not just because it was a crossover hit from that it went over into pop, the ballet Tender Love is written by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, but also I'd like to know, and I'm going to ask Steve first and then I'm going to ask Damon, how does the Force MDs feel about the sampling of the song Tender Love? I mean, do you take it as a compliment? Because your song's been sampled, if I have this right, now I hope I do, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Alicia Keys, the Backstreet Boys, Kelly Rowland, Marcus Houston, and Marsha Ambrogus. All these famous Ambrogus. Thank you very much.
And New Kids on the Block. New Kids on the Block,
yes. Who have all these people have sampled the group songs Tender Love. Do you take this as a compliment?
Yeah, I think I take it as a compliment. I think, you know, I guess that's a song that really touched their hearts, touched the producers, whoever, even if some of them are too young to know about it. Because most of them know about it, but, you know, people that's even younger. You know, it shocks us that a real young generation adapts to that song for some reason. It's a song that touched all ages, you know, even till today, it still touches them. I think the melody on that song, the piano melody, is just like a music
ballet.
Box. Yeah, it's like a music box. You turn a little music box on, like you turn it like a little ballerina music box. It's that piano sound that just gravitates you as soon as you hear it. And I guess, you know, that's how they gravitated towards the song, you know. It makes us happy. We'd be bragging about, yo, you hear Alicia Keys do our song? And we get happy about that. Like, you hear that?
That's a classic.
We get happy. Yeah.
That's a classic. You have a classic that'll probably be around 40, 50 years from now.
Yeah. I can't express how many babies been made. I hear it all day.
Okay. There's no telling.
I went there all day and took it out, but I was sweating. But, you know, it definitely, you know, that's good.
Okay. All right. So we've talked about Tender Love. Now, earlier you were talking about a documentary that's being done on the Force MDs. It's called the Force MDs Relived.
Right.
I didn't catch what you said. Did you say that it had been released? I was going to be released.
That's going to be released. Right now, waiting for a couple of more clearances for it to be, like, released out on DVD where people can purchase it. But right now, we've been doing film festivals. We did Miami, Atlanta, Pennsylvania, New York Film Festival, and it's getting rave reviews, standing ovations after it goes off, and it really gets you in deep touch of who the Force MDs are, and people get a whole other look at it, like, wow, all they say is that I did not know you guys did that. I did not. That's the main thing that comes after. That's the effect you get out of it. It makes you laugh, makes you cry, and it definitely gives you a whole history lesson.
Oh, okay.
We were the Force MDs, and we was rappers too. Like, two of us was called the Force MCs, Dr. Rock and the Force MCs. So they go through our journey as being the hell. We looked at so many group names, the LDs, the Force MCs, and they became the Force MDs where everybody combined together. So it's a really good journey about the beatbox. Like, people don't know, you know, Dougie, he branded the beatbox, but Jesse in the group, he's one of the first to really do it. And, you know,
okay.
But Dougie branded it. You know, Dougie's a really great friend of ours. He'll admit it too. He'll tell you. Yeah, Jesse did it before I did. You know, but Dougie's
Dougie
the man.
Fresh? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Dougie Fresh. Right. You know, and,
okay,
I was one of the, you know, I was one of the first guys. You know, this is a little nips of the history. I was one of the first. I can't say the third, but one of the first that people remember that used to freestyle, like rap freestyle on top of my head, rhyme on people in the crowd and stuff. Like, a lot of people wasn't mm-hmm. doing that back then. I was one of the first that people recognized that was doing that. There's a lot of history on it. I can't wait for you to see it. And, you know, whoever's listening, I can't wait for y'all to see this documentary called Force MDs Relive.
Yes, I'm looking forward to receiving a copy of that. I'm just making sure I had heard right, you know, what you were saying. It had not been released. Because I was like, well, when do I get a copy? You know, so I guess I got to wait, too. In 2010, you were on BET's The Monique Show. That would have been your first television appearance in 10 years. Can I ask why is that?
Well, you know, like I said, back then we had a couple of deaths that happened in the group. Two of the members passed away. It's my brother, TC, and Mercury, were two of the members that passed away. So we wasn't as active as much. We kind of, like, fell back a little bit, didn't we? You know, we got back into the motion, of things, just started recording again. And Monique, we didn't know, was a huge fan of ours. You know, we didn't know that. You know, Vince Markey, one of the guys, definitely.
I am too.
Structure that. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yes. Yeah. So Vince Markey was one of the people. Definitely one of the. And, hey, I know Monique, we was watching the show and said, man, we need to get on that show. At least they putting throwback groups on that show, man. And I said, that'd be great if we try to get on that show. I talked to Bismarck, and Bismarck put the word in because he's a DJ also, Bismarck. He DJed for Monique, and he just gave her the words, hey, you need to force on the show. He asked her, Ben said, Monique asked him, you know them? Ben said, oh, do I know them? I grew up with them, and it all connected in. My brother Khalil actually talked to her also. So they both put the effort in, and she flew us right out there a week. And it was crazy. What people don't know is when we performed in the show, we had like five, not even 10 minutes to rehearse the band. Like, you know the song? You know how to do it? You know, to rehearse the band. So everything we were doing in that show was really just right on the whim, just going with it. Like, just follow us and read the live TV, but it came out good. Actually, it came out good.
Yes, okay. Yes, I saw that show, too.
yeah.
So does the group still perform? Are you still doing performances? I mean, things like that? Are you still performing?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We got, like I said, we just got added on the Tom Joy, the Fantastic Voyage Cruise.
Yes,
that's going out.
It.
Yeah, that's the lineup is incredible. You have Charlie Wilson, Tyler Perry, Robin Thicke. You have
And in the
Nelly,
Mary Jane,
Ice Cubes.
Yeah, and the Mary Jane Girls.
I've been on a cruise before, but I've never been on the Tom Joyner cruise. It sounds great. Now, who else is going
John
to be performing?
Legend. They have John Legend. I mean, it's a lot. Like I said before, Heads of State. The Force of D's on there.
Vanilla Ice. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be nice.
Yes. I've been on a cruise before, but not that one. But I like it.
All y'all listening don't have your tickets. You got time. Tom joined the Fantastic Voyage 2014 cruise. It's leaving out March 16th from Florida.
Okay.
And from March 16th to the 23rd. That's going to be a fantastic voyage. And but not just that. We've been doing spot dates here and there. We're in the works of putting the tour together with some other groups.
Oh, wow.
That I'll be able to, we can't name them yet because we don't want to say it. And then because they're looking at everybody's looking at their schedules and calendars and stuff. But it's definitely going to come together. They'll be seeing us and Ready for the World doing some things together. It's going to be really, really nice.
Oh, that's great. Ready for the World has been on my show, too, been on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Can the listeners still buy your CDs on a website or in a store? I mean, if they wanted, let's say their CD is messed up or something, can they still go out and buy one?
Absolutely.
Is everything online?
Yeah, everything, pretty much, a lot of people shopping online. We have a website that they can go and check out updates and see what the Force of D's are up to. They can see us on Facebook.com/ForceMDF and Twitter.com/ForceMDF. That's Force of D's. Also, we have our own website, Official Force MDF. Official Force MDs.com.
Okay.
I also have a book out.
That's
right. It's called Necessary Force. Very good book. I advise everybody, when you want a good read, go check this book out. It's called Necessary Force. You can definitely purchase that also on officialforcemds.com.
Is it a fictional book, or is it a biography, autobiography?
Yes, it's autobiography.
You
see a documentary, it's like in a book form, but, it's a little more in a book, It's definitely a read that take you on a ride.
Okay, all right. I didn't know any of you were writing. Okay, that is great. That's great. So listeners, you hear them. They're telling you where to buy the books, the CDs, and where they're going to be performing at. So, tell the listeners again where they can go to listen to your show.
Okay, they can check out our show. That's every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 to 7. That's on Exposure 711 Radio. That's the Force of D's radio show. Each week we have a surprise guest, and also we have three contestants that compete for prizes, and we test their knowledge on music. And we have a lot of fun, good topics we talk about, like we just did with you, Angela. it's definitely an hour of full of impactful entertainment. We even have...
Okay.
Like last week, we had Dante from Rough Ends. We had him sing a little something to the listeners, and we're going to be doing a lot more of that. Also, when we have a guest come on, we put them on the spot. Say, hey, sing a little song. give the guest a little.
Now I'm not going to do you all like that. I'm not going to put you on the spot and make you sing. Even though it would be a beautiful sound, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, that like that first part, that part of the show would be. Talk to the contestant. That's called the reminisce part of our show. It's called reminisce. It takes you back and see if you know about music, and it's really fun. It's really definitely fun.
Yeah, we want to give a big shout out to Tam, who put that all together with us. Tam, if you're listening to this, big shout out to Tam.
Okay.
We can't do this to you. We gotta give.
And we gotta shout out Khalil. Khalil was supposed to be on this, but he's taking care of some things, closing some meetings, closing some deals, like on some things that I was discussing that we were discussing, like some of the shows and different things like that. He's got his hands full with a lot of that.
You all sound like you're very, very busy.
Oh yeah, you sound very busy. Since Christmas just passed, we wish you happy holidays. And
thank you.
You could take this with you and take this with you and just remember us, right? Hold on. Tender love, love so tender, pulling me close to.
Oh.
And baby, I surrender.
Oh, okay, that's beautiful. Okay, yeah, you guys still got it. You definitely still got it. Yes, you do. Yeah, you have beautiful voices. And I know I didn't take a break, and I hope you're not all talked out. But I'm gonna get ready to end the show in a little bit. Is there anything else you would like to tell the audience that hasn't already been covered in the show, or is there anything either one of you have to say?
Well, Damon here, I'd like to tell people, all our friends and fans and family, thank you for supporting the 4SMDs. We hope you continue to support us. We have a lot of things in store. We're going to keep the legacy going on, the fire burning, and we're not going to disappoint. And I also just want to leave them with happy holy days, Merry Christmas. Remember that Jesus is the reason for the season.
And this is Stevie D saying, we love everybody, safe, not do drugs. Please, don't go into like some sort of younger generation. Don't follow negativity. Positive energy is what you should inhale, and try to do the right thing in life, and leave the thugs alone. Like, if they want to go to jail, that's their decision. You don't have to follow nobody. You follow your own lane, your own path. We love y'all, and we got to say to everybody, whatever city you from, never listen to this radio right now, when you hear that the 4SMDs is coming to your town,
that's right,
you're going to get a great show. We still sound sane. Everything's good. It's
yes, you
nice
do.
Energy. So I want you, we love to see y'all, because we missed a lot of our fans, a lot of cities we definitely want to come back to. And, hey, may the force be with you.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Damon.
Thanks for having us. Thank you, Angela.
Yes, and thank you for coming on. You have a good night and a happy holiday.
You do too. God bless you.
God bless you too. Continue the ministry too.
Okie doke.
Okay. Yes, sir. All right, listeners, we've had on Show Talk with Angela Butler, two members of the group 4SMDs. We had Damien, and let's see, Damien, oh, Lord, don't let me forget that, and Steve, oh, how could I forget? They were singing a little bit of Tender Love, and I know you all remember them, those of you who are from the 80s and things like that. They're still popular, and they obviously still have those beautiful voices. So they said they were going to be on the Tom Joyner cruise, so I guess you could go to Tom Joyner's website. They didn't say how you could purchase a ticket, but I do listen to Mr. Joyner's show. Matter of fact, I heard his son, I think it was his relative for him doing gospel. His last name was Joyner, so I hope I'm not wrong, but there was a Joyner doing gospel music, playing gospel music earlier today, and I really enjoyed it. But if I have the wrong Joyner, forgive me. Just talking out my head right now. So, listeners, I hope you have had a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you also have a happy holiday. And I'm going to end the show with some commercials. And don't forget to check out Urban Spice Magazine, www.urbanspicemag.com. It's a magazine from Atlanta, Georgia, that I write for, yours truly. I did two articles this time, so just check out the magazine. It's online. You can buy it. You can buy a subscription to it online, too. It's less than $15. I think it's like $14.99 for a year's subscription. So, you know, support businesses. That's what I'm trying to say. Support small businesses. And everybody have a good night, and I'm going to play the commercials. Play the commercials. All right, listeners, I apologize for that. The commercials will not play for some reason. I don't know why. Just hang in there with me, please. I'm going to try to get the commercials to play. All right, listeners, I apologize for that, but the commercials the commercial is Andy Clyde's Event Planning, the Conglomerate Magazine, which is an online magazine that also can be bought in paper form or print form. Don't forget to check out Raquel Charles. I normally do a drop for her. She's a singer from Georgia and an actress. She's real good at what she does, and she's young, and she's talented. So don't forget to check her out. And also, don't forget to check out, let's see, who else? The Exquisite Barista. They're still doing what they do. And I appreciate you all for listening to the show. Again, I apologize for the network difficulty. It couldn't be helped. I hope you enjoyed the show. And everybody, have a good night.